Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a fantastic year in your garden. You know, it's only January, but this is the time of the year that we plan for what's ahead of us. And I start by planning out the vegetable garden. I get a piece of graph paper. I put my garden to scale, so I'll get a good large piece of graph paper, and any place where they sell office supply will sell pads of it. And you can plan out your perennial beds, your vegetable garden, even the landscaping around your house. And I'll tell you, if you're planning to do some landscaping, and you want to do it yourself, or you want to have somebody do it for you, now is a good time to go down to your local nursery, garden center. They're nice and quiet. They're setting up for the year, putting all the Christmas material away, slowly bringing out the chemicals, the tools, the seeds. Soon the bulbs will be in as they prepare for the new season. And all you need to do is draw a picture of your house. You don't need, you know, put in the windows and everything, but take a piece of graph paper and do the length by the width, and then any additions that you have, and take a bunch of pictures on all four sides of your house, and then the height that the windows are off the ground, and which way the sun is hitting your house. Is the south side the front of the house, where it gets sun all day, or is it the back of the house? And that way it will help the person to put a plan together for you, so that when spring arrives, you can begin to do some landscaping. In a vegetable garden, you can plan it out, because the number one problem that most of us have is that our eyes are bigger than our stomach. And we overplant. We put too many plants in the garden. And in that case, if you want to plant a lot of things, one thing that I found that works good for me, and I've had great luck, is just plain 5-gallon buckets or some inexpensive plastic pots. And if you're friendly with your local nursery, you go there often, and they do some landscaping, they probably have some used pots in the back of the nursery that they would gladly give you or sell you at a reasonable price. And then you can take these pots and you can grow things like peppers or tomatoes, eggplant, right in those containers. And that would save you room in your vegetable garden for plants that tend to run and need more room. The other container that I love is that cloth, that fabric, landscape fabric pot that you can grow in. And it's a fantastic container. It's called the Smart Pot. You'll never overwater your plants. It's portable. And because it's black, it heats up quicker, so that it will stimulate the growth of your plant. It comes in all different sizes, and it's reusable year after year after year. But the thing that I like the best is, if you're growing in plastic pots, if you leave that plastic or even ceramic outside during the winter, it's going to break. It's going to fill full of water. It's going to expand. It's going to crack. These Smart Pots are made of a landscape fabric. You fill them with soil. You plant. At the end of the year, you just move them up against your garage or near a tool shed, and you leave them outside. They will not break. And then in the spring, you condition them with some compost, with some animal manure, and a little bit of soil moist to help retain the moisture, and then a good fertilizer like dynamite that will last the whole season, and you plant directly in them. And I know a lot of people that have used the Smart Pots this year, and they absolutely love it. And it looks neater than plastic buckets. But you can use plastic buckets too and grow a great garden, especially if you're limited on space or where you live, there's no room to put in the garden, but you can grow them in pots. And this is the way to go. So, you know, plants that stay to a certain size that you can control, unless you've got a lot of room. So, for example, if you've got a big area, but you don't want to put in a garden, you could use these Smart Pots. Plant directly in them, and you could let plants like cucumbers run on the ground. And at the end of the year, you just cleaned up the mess, and where they're growing, it hasn't killed anything. So they're good quality pots. They're more and more available at your local nursery. Again, on different sizes. And they just will not break because they're a soft landscape fabric. They will last for several years without deteriorating and falling apart like a lot of other products. So, you know, if you're limited on space, grow in containers. Now, the only thing I want to tell you is if you're growing in containers and you're going to grow tomatoes, you need to use some calcium, which is lime, or something like Magic Cal or Turf Turbo in the soil before you plant. And that will help to neutralize the soil in the container, and it will eliminate the rotting on the underside of your tomatoes. It's called blossom and rot. So if you're growing plants, tomato plants, in containers, get some soil moist so that the plants don't dry out as quickly, and condition the soil. Add some compost, add some soil moist, and then you want to add a little bit, maybe like a half a handful of either Turf Turbo or Magic Cal, and that will work very, very well. Now, if you start to notice on your first tomato, that they are getting a little bit of a black spot. Bonide has a product in an air in a pump bottle called Rot Stop. And it's a liquid calcium that can be absorbed directly into the foliage, and you just spray the plant with it, and it will eliminate this blossom and rot. Also in containers, a bush squash like summer squash or acorn can be grown very, very easily. And the larger the pot, the better the plant. So it's got to be a minimum of a 5-gallon bucket. You don't want to use like an 8-inch or a 10-inch pot for something that's going to get big. But you could take a 10-inch plastic pot and you could grow things like parsley or chives. Any of your herbs will do very, very well in a container like that. And fresh herbs, when you're cooking, fabulous. Increases the flavor for a fresh tossed salad or for anything that you cook, whether it's steak on the grill, hamburgers, or chicken on the grill. And I'll tell you, if you like burgers, chopped up herbs in the meat, fantastic.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got David from San Francisco. He has a question about baled straw.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, morning, Paul. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. I was thinking back when Katrina happened. You remember they needed a whole lot of erosion supplies, and so baled straw was like a real necessary thing.
Right.
And so. It used to be that you couldn't just carry baled straw across state lines because you'd be spreading bugs and all sorts of invasive plants and all sorts of things. So, they used to try to keep some control of that. And I'm just wondering, as we're running into bigger disasters, is there getting to be a problem with, like certified baled straw for a certain section of the country but not for another?
Well, there's two types. There is bales of hay, and hay is what they harvest off of a farmer's field, and it's everything. It's grass, and it's all the weeds that grow there. And hay is a good product if you want to decorate for Halloween in the fall. It's a good product to spread on the ground if you have an erosion problem, because a lot of the weeds that are there also contain the seeds. They'll germinate, they'll hold the ground and prevent erosion. Now, straw is a whole different animal. Straw is grown as a crop, like you grow corn or cucumbers or tomatoes. So it's planted just like you do your lawn in rows, and it's harvested before it makes a seed pod.
Oh.
so that it's sterile.
Sure.
And in New England, straw is used as a mulch in the vegetable garden to control weeds, to cut back on the amount of water, And then at the end of the year, you till it in, and it becomes organic matter in your soil to make it richer, to feed the microbes, and to retain moisture. So that there's a difference between hay and straw. Now, hay is kind of a brownish color and very fine, and you'll see the tops of the weeds. Straw is a golden yellow color, and it's very coarse, and about the thickness of a pencil. And but it's that golden yellow, and with that you would not have to worry about weeds or insects, because it's grown as a crop for that particular purpose.
Is it almost like a light grade bamboo?
It would be similar to it. Yes.
All right. Yeah. So it's the seed possibilities, and so straw hypothetically could be easily transferred across state lines, kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
But what was the first one? The
hay.
Hay. Yeah. So hay could have all sorts of everything, and if it was certified for a certain section of the country, you know, shouldn't be a problem. But you know, you wouldn't want to take kudzu up to Dorchester or something like that. You know, of course,
right.
It still wouldn't survive the frost. I think kudzu could only survive with light snows or something like that. But you don't want to spread that stuff. Yeah.
No, I have a sister-in-law that lives in Roanoke, Virginia, and she had always talked about kudzu, and I remember President Jimmy Carter talking about kudzu, and we went down to see her. In fact, we go down fairly often, but the first time I went down, I said, "Do you have any kudzu?" And she said, "Do we?" She said, "If the farmer leaves his tractor, goes home for lunch, when he comes back, it's covered with kudzu." And it's an awful weed, because it will climb up to the very top of the tree, jump from tree to tree, block out the sunlight, and kill the trees below it. So that's not something. But California,
a garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you to have a great gardening season. And we were just talking with Dave from California. And we were talking about straw versus hay. But the one problem that you're going to have, Dave, is in California, the agricultural boundaries are very, very strict because a very high percentage of the economy of the state deals with agriculture. And that may be one of the reasons why it's difficult for you to get straw from out of state. I know that when you get to the border, the one thing that they say to you is, are you bringing in any plants? And if you are, you cannot. They'll take them out of your vehicle or truck unless they have been inspected and certified before you go there. So they're very, very strict because they don't want to take a chance of bringing in something that could create a problem. And that's probably why you're having a problem finding straw. But if there's a feed and grain store near you, and you can look in the yellow pages, they would be able to get certified straw that is legal in California. But for a truck to fill full of straw from Maine, drive it into California, it's not going to happen. They will not allow it in unless it's been thoroughly inspected and certified by the state of Maine before it even gets there. So that may be one reason why you're having problems finding it. But Fiend Grain Store would be the place to go. It's a great product to cover your soil, and you want to put down some newspaper first. Put down, now don't use anything that's got color. So just a black and white print, a couple of layers, and you take the hose, you wet it, put it down, wet it so it doesn't move and doesn't blow around. Do a section at a time, and then put a couple of inches of straw right on top of the newspaper between your plants, and it will help to cut back on the amount of water. It will prevent all weeds from coming up. It will keep your vine crops clean. And then at the end of the year, you till it in and you're adding organic matter. Okay? So there's a lot of positive things. Now, the one thing I'd like you to do is if you can go to my website, which is paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad. P-A-R-E-N-T. paulparent.com. At the top of the page, it says, sign up for the newsletter. Just click on it, put your email address, and every single Thursday, you'll get a newsletter from us that will be different every single week. Now, this coming week, my son Jason has given me his recipe for the best onion dip that you've ever had. Super Bowl's a couple weeks away, and if you want your crowd that's coming over for the party to say, wow, what is that? This is it. It's not your traditional Lipton's onion soup mixed in with some sour cream. The taste is unbelievable. And we'll put the recipe in the newsletter this coming Thursday for you, along with a lot of great information. So just go to paulparent.com, put in your email address, submit it, and you'll get it on Thursday. And believe me, there's a ton of information every single week that you will enjoy, and it's free. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Massachusetts. He's got a question about hawthorn and golden feel.
Okay. Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have two plants that I'm interested in growing, and I want to grow the hawthorn bush.
Yep.
But I saw in my plant book, it says that particular plant grows in Europe, continental Europe. I was wondering, is that something I can grow in Massachusetts? Is it available?
Oh, yeah. I live in Maine, and I have one on my front lawn. It has beautiful pink flowers in the springtime, and then it produces a red fruit in the fall, and the birds go absolutely crazy. And I'll tell you why I planted it. Several years ago, I took a group of listeners to Ireland. And in Ireland, the hawthorn is called a fairy tree. And they believe that the fairies lived in the hawthorn. Now, this sounds crazy, but I saw it, and the people in the bus when we were traveling were just stunned. We're driving down the road, nice and straight, and all of a sudden, in the distance, we saw that the road made like a half a circle. And in the where it had moved to the right was a grouping of hawthorns. And the local people that live there will not cut down a hawthorn for any reason, because it's said in the legends in Ireland that if you remove a hawthorn tree, you're removing good luck from your property. And a lot of the olden farms that are there, you will see hawthorns planted in a circle so that the fairies will have a place to go during stormy weather, and they've reseeded all over the country. So this is a great plant. If it's hardy in Maine, it will do fantastic in Massachusetts. And the one that I like is the Washington hawthorn.
Oh. There's the one I'm interested in has a particular botanical name. Is that something I could choose? Would I order that from a greenhouse?
Yeah, you could go to any nursery. It's a commonly sold tree. There's one called a Toba hawthorn, and it has white flowers. So it depends what kind of bloom. So, I mean, go on the internet or look at some of the gardening books, and it will give you the color of the flower, the color of the fruit, and the height and spread. It does want a sunny location, some good soil. I planted a Washington hawthorn, and it's going to grow to be about 25 feet tall and 25 feet wide. We've had it in the ground about 3 or 4 years right now. It's about, when we planted it, it was, maybe 7 feet. It's probably 8 or 9 feet tall now, easily, and just as wide. And when it's in bloom, my tree is all a kind of a deep rose pink. And then in the fall, it has red fruit on it, and the birds love it. It also has some thorns on it, so you won't have to worry about anybody climbing it.
I'm interested in the bush. Can I get the bush, the hawthorn bush, as opposed to the tree?
Sure.
I see. Oh. And another question on golden seal. Is that something I could readily get?
Golden seal is a perennial.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that it's not sold by all nurseries. What I would do is I would visit your nursery before mid-March and tell them what you're looking for. And when their perennials start coming in April, they can order it to come in at the same time, and that way you'll get it early, you can get it established in your garden, and again, it's a great hardy perennial for your garden.
Is it a single plant, or is it something that spreads?
It grows in a clump.
Oh.
So it's not going to be like a ground cover or a vine that's going to spread all over the place.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
I thank you. You have a great day, and you will enjoy your hawthorn. And as I said, my wife made me buy one after our trip to Ireland, because it's known as the fairy tree, and it's where the fairies hide to give your property some good luck. That's where they go when it's stormy out, and the birds love the fruit. And the flowers are fabulous. And We are about 25 miles up in Maine. I mean, we've been this past week, we've been 6-7 below zero with a wind chill of 30, which is fairly normal, and the tree does well. So it's a tough tree and will do well in a cold climate. Thank you. Now, if we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Now, we're halfway through January. February is traditionally the stormy month. And if you have walkways, driveways, you're going to have a lot of ice. And if you've been using rock salt, it's the wrong thing to use. You want to use natural alternative ice melt. And I'll tell you why. Natural alternative ice melt, one 25-pound bag is equal to 100 pounds of rock salt. So four times stronger. It's safe for your plants. It will not hurt the grass, trees, or shrubs. It will not hurt concrete or asphalt. And if you put rock salt on concrete, it's going to crack it. And it's safe for your pets. So go to their website, natural-alternative.com, and in the coupon code, write PPGC for free shipment and a 10% discount.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Eric from New Hampshire, and he has a question about daisies.
Eric, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with the daisies today?
Morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have Montauk daisies. And
yes.
I'd like to know when to trim them, how much to trim them. And I have Bacopia plant also that's been here for like 17 years. It got some winter damage, and I want to know when to trim those also.
Okay. On winter damage on trees and shrubs, wait until March. The reason is if you prune them back and you remove all the winter damage now, where you make that cut, you'll have an open wound because the plant's dormant. It can't create a seal. And when the wind blows, it's going to pull moisture out of the plant. And it will dehydrate, and you'll have more winter damage on that plant. So wait until March. Whatever's damaged, remove it, clean it, feed it with a good fertilizer like Plant Tone from Espoma. It's an organic fertilizer, and you use it spring and fall, and your plant will come right back.
And the Montauks are the same way?
And the Montauk daisy is a great plant. I have three, four, five, six of them at my house. And what I do is right after Thanksgiving, when the Montauk daisy is done blooming, because it blooms late, it usually grows about 2.5 to 3 feet. I cut it down to about a foot, and I leave it there at 12 inches for the winter months. In the spring, I give it a chance to get started. Anything that's dead, I remove. And on the 4th of July, that plant's going to be about 2 feet tall. I cut it back by 1/3. And the plant will double in width but stay shorter. Because sometimes if we get a lot of rain, the plants tend to get top heavy and they fall over. So by cutting them in half or by a third on the 4th of July, it stimulates a lot of side shoots to develop. Now, the top of the plant that I cut off, they root wicked easy. So what I do is, let's say I'm taking off a foot. I'll cut that 12-inch cutting to 6 inches. I'll strip about 3 to 4 inches of the lower leaves and then just stick 2 or 3 cuttings in a 4-inch pot and keep them wet, and they will root. And that's how I have 6. I bought one. I took a bunch of cuttings around the 4th of July, and I made 3 more plants. And they got bigger and bigger, and I cut them back again the following year. And then I added 2 more and then gave some to all the neighbors on my street. And everybody has the Montauk Daisy. That's the last perennial to flower in the fall of the year. When the mums are all done blooming, that's when the Montauk Daisy starts to bloom. And it looks just like a big Shasta Daisy. Nice white flower.
Hey, Paul, another thing. How come I lose you on the radio on certain stations? I try to find you on another one, and I remember listening to you for like 4 hours. Now I only get like two or three hours out of you.
Well, it depends on the radio station. Some stations carry us for 4, some carry us for 2, some maybe even 3, and it all depends on them. But you can also, if you go on the internet, and you go to my website, you can listen to the whole program right on my website for the whole 4 hours.
All right. That sounds okay then. I missed you. I missed those extra hours.
Thank you so much. But just go to paulparent.com and you'll see listen to the program. Click on it. And it will hook you up to GCN, which is the network that we broadcast from. And you can listen to the show live. And if you miss it, you can also go there during the week and you can listen to the show.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on 0 medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.